Welcome, everybody. It's time for the good stuff. Well, you probably already know that. Mike and Kim along with you here. And the Cherry County Visitors Promotion Board wants to invite you to come to discover the hidden gems of the Sandhills. Maybe Centennial Hall, Cherry County Historical Society, the Bowering Ranch at Merriman, Nebraska. Some great museums right here. A lot of local history. The Doc Middleton area on the Outlaw Trail. Check it all out at visitvalentine.org.
And Tri-State Livestock News, packed with insights on cattle, grain, sheep, all things ag-related. They even have incredible coverage, horses, rodeo, and all things agriculture. It truly is what ranchers read. It's Tri-State Livestock News, TSLN.com. Check them out.
Tri-State Livestock News, it is what ranchers read. And today is National Torty Cat Day. Is that right?
Yeah.
Is that what they call that? We got something.
Tort.
A tort cat?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
That's what we always said.
Well,
my mom used to have one.
So here's something. I'm going to let Kim read this for you because she's better with cat stuff.
This is from Elise Brown. She has a tort colored cat that she absolutely loves. And she wanted everyone to know that today is National Tortoiseshell Cat Appreciation Day. She also found a poem named Tortitude. Doesn't have an author, but that's okay. We're going to use it. A patchwork quilt of amber and ink with a mind sharp as a sudden wink. She wears the sunset and the shade, a tapestry that the moonlight made. They call it Tortitude, a spicy soul. She's never a part, but always the whole. A tiny queen with a vocal demand, ruling her house with a velvet hand. In some lands, she's a money cat for luck, bringing fortune to those she chooses to tuck under her chin in a rumbling purr, as if the world's secrets were woven in fur. An avid listener, again, Elise Brown, shared that with us. Thank you so much for sharing it. Remember, it's very easy to share your things with the good stuff. Just go to kimhburge@gmail.com.
So I understand we just passed April 18th was the ride of Paul Revere.
It's tomorrow.
Oh, it is coming up. Okay.
Yep, that's right. The Midnight Ride of Paul Revere by Henry Wadsworth Longfellow. Listen, my children, and you shall hear of the Midnight Ride of Paul Revere. On the 18th of April in 75, hardly a man is now alive who remembers that famous day and year. He said to his friend, "If the British march by land or sea from the town tonight, hang a lantern aloft in the belfry arch of the North Church Tower as a signal light. One, if by land, and two, if by sea, and I on the opposite shore shall be, ready to ride and spread the alarm through every Middlesex village and farm, for the country folk to be up and to arm. You know the rest in the books you have read, how the British regulars fired and fled, how the farmers gave them ball for ball from behind each fence and farmyard wall, chasing those redcoats down the lane, then crossing the fields to emerge again under the trees at a turn of the road and only pausing to fire and load. So through the night rode Paul Revere, and so through the night went his cry of alarm to every village and farm, a cry of defiance and not of fear, a voice in the darkness, a knock at the door, and a word that shall echo forevermore. For, born on the night wind of the past, through all our history to the last, in the hour of darkness and peril and need, the people will awaken and listen to hear the hurrying footsteps of that steed and the midnight passage of Paul Revere."
Oh, that's always a standard, isn't it? That kind of snuck up on me on the date on that.
Yeah.
You know, there was another writer that night, two other writers that night. One was a young lady that helped spread the word as well. So,
and I also don't think, we were there just last year, and I think there's a lot of buildings that are a lot taller
and
a lot of trees. Otherwise, I don't think it would have worked.
Probably wouldn't have seen the North Church steeple at that point.
Right.
So,
that's right.
And once again, we encourage you to keep listening to this great local radio station for more of the good stuff.